Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Good evening, everyone. We are Connie and Belle. I always forget the tagline, but we help clients provide digital marketing services through our core Christian values. And tonight's session will be all about assets to attract clients in your freelance business. Okay, again, we are Connie and Belle, and excuse me, we go live every Monday 8 p.m. Monday and Thursday 8 p.m. Philippine time. So go ahead, Sis Belle, and share other things.
Yes. So it's as what Sis Connie has mentioned, we go live every Monday and Thursday, same time at 8 p.m. But we do totally different things on each day. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone to join us. And let's all start the week right by doing this praise and worship sessions every Monday at 8 p.m. And then every Thursday, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about virtual assistants, about digital marketing. So if you're an aspiring freelancer and you want to learn more about the things that we do, and we also invite guests from different industries, different niches, do tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes. And before we move further, any further, let's have an opening prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way, so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, and our special guest, CJ. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All these we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so again, our title for tonight's session is all about 3D marketing strategy, or rather how to assets to attract clients in your freelance business. So if you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you subscribe. Hit that subscribe button, red button or white. I'm not sure what color anymore. Sometimes red, sometimes white. But make sure to click that if you haven't done so yet. And click that bell notification so that you get notified once we upload videos or we go live, which is usually, again, Monday, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Philippine.
Monday, Tuesday. Monday, Thursday.
At Monday, Thursday. Sorry. So go ahead, Sis Bell, introduce our special guest for tonight.
Yes, like you, Connie and I are also excited to listen to what our special guest has to share, because this is kind of new to us. We have interviewed a lot of, you know, freelancers from different industries. So this is the first time that we're going to talk about this topic. So our special guest for tonight helps architecture, construction, and real estate companies to level up their 3D marketing. O, diba? Interesting. So without further ado, here's Christian J or CJ Noble.
He's not turning on his camera. Okay. Hello, CJ!
Hello. Good evening,
Thank
everyone.
You.
Good evening.
Or good morning if you're somewhere in part, other parts of the country, of the world.
Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome to our channel. And thank
Hello,
you for
Connie,
staying.
Bell.
Yes. Hi. Can you... Oh, before... I forgot. I already have my book in front of me. But before we move ahead, make sure that you check my book, How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business at conniezabala.com/VA book. There you go. I'll share more later about the free chapter if you want it. So, okay. Ooh, you have a support. Let's go, boss manager from Rayanne.
Hey, that's Rayanne, one of my, well, not really marketing team, but other service.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, welcome,
thanks for
welcome
tuning
to our
in.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Rayanne. Hello. Shout out. Shout out, Ray.
So can you please share with us your story? What were you doing before and how you end up offering this service and this particular market?
How my story? Okay. Well, hi, everyone. My name is, again, CJ. So I started my journey in freelancing way back 2018, when I shipped to from corporate to work from home. Yeah, that was 2019. So it's been I've been used to work from home before pandemic already. So I'm staying at home is not new to me. So I do drafting. If you're familiar with drafting, my I do floor plans, working drawings for buildings, for our projects. So that's what I do because I have a background in architecture. So yeah, and then to share also to you, the I'm already successful because I'm my mother is just a teacher, and then also my father is just a farmer. So we're just, you know, we're just relying on each other to support each other and yeah, and then we started from the bottom, from rags to, you know, to here, to being a highly six figure or, you know, or seven figure freelancer. So I think it's safe to say that. Yeah. And then what else? And then actually I joined is it to say safe to say?
Yes.
Is it okay to say about the TMF?
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
So
we highly recommend it anyway.
Okay. Yes.
So I actually knew already. I'm actually part of the batch one before, but I only stayed there for 1 month because I'm already earning six digit. Yeah, way back, but it's not stable because after that one client, nothing follows. The six digit didn't last long. So that's what happened. And then I tried different businesses, local businesses like local e-commerce. So I tried Facebook ads. So Facebook ads, when you know, I'm actually one of the you know, people who's doing first time Facebook ads. It's new before, so in the Philippines. So I'm still I did learn Facebook ads to you know for local e-commerce. So I tried to sell stuff, viral stuffs, or they say budol items in Divisoria or in Alibaba. So that's I tried that too. So yeah, and then I didn't make a lot because I you know, I earned just what you call that in English,
breaking even.
So yeah, I didn't make a lot of money with local e-commerce because I'm too shy to network with my fellow you know, business owners. And it's been a roller coaster ride for me because my mind is also wanting to you know, to take the boards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm actually not a licensed architect until now, but I'm still happy because I can earn more compared to those who are licensed. But I'm not saying that well, you know, it depends on the person that even if you're not even if your profession or your bachelor's degree didn't end up doing what you should supposed to do, it doesn't matter as long as you're successful and you're happy, right? Do you agree?
Yes, definitely. So that was really interesting, bro, because you mentioned that your background before was architecture, and then you went into online, you know, product selling, and then what made you finally realize that, hey, I need to go back to what, you know, what I know from the very start. So what was the turnaround point?
Yeah, it happened during the pre-pandemic when I tried local business. So I actually also tried to do brick and mortar business.
Ooh.
which I established the shop. So I invested a lot in that business. So it's a local clothing store here in Manila. And then that was 2019 December. And then what date did the lockdown happen?
2020
February, right?
Yes.
So after 2 months.
Imagine having the brick and mortar store.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that's wow, that's a really big loss for me. So I didn't know how to, you know, cut my losses for my business. So, you know, I'm a type of what do you call this? In Tagalog? Malakas yung loob.
With grit and determination. Yeah. Determination.
I am really a risk taker when it comes to business. So I really don't care if I lost, or you know, I'll just do my best in doing it, and then let's see what happened. That's my mindset. Yeah, and then yeah, that's a big loss for me. And then so I cut my losses after a year. So I dropped the shop, and then what date did the Freelance Movement Tribe open again for the Evergreen? So
usually it's either first quarter or the third quarter, like June.
I think it's 2020, right? Or 2021.
So you went back.
Oh,
yeah, I went back.
So during 2020, yeah,
it opened the doors again. Okay. And
yeah.
The enrollment fee is really low. Dropped down.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually I think 10K.
Yes.
And and then of course I realized, what if I come or get back to the freelancing, because there is a low
overhead cost.
you don't need to invest much because I already have a PC, and then I already have the knowledge, and I don't have to, you know, invest in buying products before I sell, right?
Yes.
So you just basically sell your knowledge to others. You just need a computer and then internet, right? So yeah, that's when I realized that it's actually my only choice, because I only have this employer in the US who pays me $1,000 per month, but the work is so stressful and time consuming, and then the my superior always tracks me, and it came to a point that the reason why I resigned is because of my superior, which is also Filipino, because he's too, you know.
Yes, power tripping.
Yeah. I think he's already not there also. So yeah. Anyway, and then so I am also recovering on my losses from my business. So I'm paying some loans. Yeah, and then for 10,000 pesos, it's a struggle for me to pay that because you see, you feel what I've been through during those times. Yes. Even 10K, it's hard for me to spend that amount.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think it's the best decision I've made so far. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so for our viewers, CJ is mentioning about the membership of the Freelance Movement Tribe. Don't worry, I'm a member of the tribe, so we're allowed to share. It's okay. They're actually opening soon, so watch out for that. Anyway, to continue.
Are you an affiliate?
Yeah, I'm an affiliate.
Okay. Sure. Anyway.
So that was an eye-opener when you went back to the tribe. It opened a lot of possibilities, I would assume.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
But there is a follow-up question though. So when you went back to the tribe, were you able to get clients as soon that fast, or you have some struggles, and what are those struggles and how did you overcome it?
I actually struggled a lot, but it didn't last long to get me to my first premium client because I have this energy that I have this mindset that I should be focusing or I should be very, you know, very fast on getting clients, because if not, I'm not going to pay my bills, my loans, my obligations. Yeah, because of the arrears that from my past business. So I get my first premium clients joining the tribe in 3 months. Yeah. 3 months from joining the tribe. That's how
effective it is.
Once.
Wow,
and then,
inspiring.
And then it became consistent because maybe the reasons of that is the things that I will share later on.
Yes, we're excited. Yes. Watch till the end, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Yes. Given that you are in the architect, do you have any book suggestion if, for example, these freelancers who want to do what you do, do you have any book recommendations that they can start with?
Oh. Or other resources?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For I'm not sure, but well, since architecture requires technical skills, you have to have a background in architecture. And I think I can recommend some books like Architectural Graphic Standards. Yep. So what else? Estimates. I'm not sure, but you know, most of the books that we used before was used to be used in designing buildings or designing floor anthropometrics, because but those books are being used by mostly licensed architects, so I am not practicing architecture architectural design, because I only focus now in 3D rendering, so it doesn't it doesn't, you know, it doesn't.
It was not a requirement or for someone, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't need. I don't need it to do my services because it's very different actually. Yep.
Yeah, that would encourage actually those who are listening who are, you know, not yet done with their studies, maybe that will give them hope that, hey guys, you can do this freelancing thing. Yes.
True. Yes. Yeah, and do you have any software or applications that you use when you're 3D rendering?
Yeah, of course. So my workflow I will share to you. If you're a 3D artist or you're an aspiring 3D artist or aspiring freelancer, you can use my workflow, which is SketchUp or Revit. So SketchUp is used to model the building or the house, and then after the modeling we use Lumion. Yeah, so we are using only two, and then after the actually three, if you want to, you know, post process the final output, so SketchUp or Revit. Revit is the latest Autodesk architecture modeling software that is used for building information modeling. It helps us save time compared to SketchUp, but mostly most of the, you know, most of us use SketchUp because it's user friendly. But for Revit, it's very in demand right now. So aside from rendering, you can also use that skill. And then, yeah, Lumion is for you can use that for stills or stills mean images or photorealistic images. Yeah, and then you can also use that for video animation and also for what else? 360 virtual reality. Yeah, if you're going to present, you know, virtual reality, it means like you can, you know, go to the inside of the. Like you can interact to the space, you know. Wow. Yeah, that's the 360. You can view the, for example, the bedroom interior. in 360.
Wow, that's the future of design. Exciting, yes. Right?
I know. We're just bleeding.
Yeah, we're just nodding here. Because I think the last I heard is the AutoCAD. I don't know if that's it, if that is still in existence.
Yeah, well, a lot of US clients use that AutoCAD because they were used to that. Actually, that's my first offer before. I'm very good in drafting using AutoCAD. Yeah.
But follow-up question, would you encourage anyone who is not an architecture student or doesn't have a background on architecture, can they do your work even if they don't have the credentials? Like they're just learning, they will just learn the software and then they have the design skills. Would that work?
Yes, of course. Actually, I have here someone here in my because we're renting here in Manila, and I have a friend who is also a photographer and a pianist, and actually he has a lot of skills, so even that even my skills he has done. So he has no background, he is not even a college graduate, but he can do it because you know, for example, the standard measurements of the steps, you can Google it actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it doesn't have you don't need certificate or a college degree or college graduate of, you know, something BS architecture, but of course it will have most of the architecture, those with drafting or maybe, you know, TESDA, NC2 or MicroCAD.
Mm.
MicroCAD MicroCAD certificate.
Mm-hmm.
who have done drafting courses or 3D modeling courses, they have an edge, of course. But even student, that's the advantage. Even if you're high school, actually,
yeah. The NC2 will add up to your credibility that you can do it. Like, it's a certificate, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that will encourage a lot of people who are listening.
Yes, why not? So I'll ask CJ later for the links of those.
Yes,
bleeding apps.
Nosebleed.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
We're geeking out over here.
we'll ask him for the link so that you can at least have an idea what he was talking about there. So let's move a little further to the faith questions. So what was your biggest blessing since you started in this freelancing? Yes.
Yeah. Well, the biggest blessing, maybe. Well, actually, there's so many, but I'll just pick one. Maybe my network. When I started freelancing, especially been joining again the tribe, I get to know the architects in Architribe, in the tribe. So they call it Archis ng tribe. So the group started by someone, and then we started a group chat there, and then they have already actually started the group chat before I joined the tribe. And then they added me in the group, and then now we have created Architribe, and then we are making an impact in the industry because, you know, the mindset, the helping of other freelancers, the sharing of information about freelancing, it's really, you know, sharing or paying it forward to others, it's actually a blessing for me, because it's very fulfilling, you know, very fulfilling to have this circle of people that is around me, that is supporting me, and as well in line with my, you know, my service. And that's the biggest blessing, I think.
Yeah. Before we continue, if you are curious about the tribe, because we keep on mentioning it, we did interview Jan Pagulayan. So check the description. I added it in the description. So check our interview with him, which was 2 years ago. I think time to interview him again.
Shout out, Chief. Hold on,
yes.
Thank you. Sorry.
Anyway, let's continue. Again, if you have questions, let us know in the comments or the live chat. Do you have any favorite Bible verses or quotes that help you?
I don't actually remember the verse or something, but it's something like, do not be, you know, do not be afraid. I am with you. Something like that. Yeah.
Yes, because it's okay. We don't memorize the exact verse.
Something like that. So, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Something like that. Yeah, because, you know, in freelancing, you have to be brave enough to talk to clients. You know, you have to be, you know, mature enough to fulfill the services that you offer for them. Yeah, I think that's why it's my favorite verse. Yeah.
So I found it from Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. There, do not be afraid, for I am with you. There is a lot more verses to follow that, but that's where you can find it. There. Okay. Let's see if we have other questions. If you have questions to CJ, share them in the comment section if you're watching on a replay or on a live chat. So I think we can move ahead with CJ's topic for tonight, which is assets to attract clients in your freelance business. So take it away, CJ.
Okay. Hello again. So this is the second part of our interview. So welcome. So the three assets that I will be sharing for you is will help you land clients months in, months out. Yeah, I think that's possible, because the three assets are I will spill one by one, and then I will explain to you every topic. So first, the first asset is the profile. Do you agree? The profile is the first asset that you need for your 3D rendering business, because actually in any business, if you have if you don't have the profile, how will the clients find you, right? So for profile, you have to have your profile in, for of course, if you have accounts in job sites or in social media, in LinkedIn or Instagram, or you know, in your website, of course you have to show what's your profile, right? Yeah. So what's in the profile? So you also have the freelancer bio, right? So you have to show what's your skill, or you have to put some pictures, at least one professional picture that looks decent, not like a selfie or something like not really formal, or although it's a social media, for example, it's important that you show credibility or trust to your possible clients. So second one is, for the profile, you have to have your freelancer bio. So you in a freelancer bio, you have to have your a simple paragraphs containing your biography. For example, you show your experience. For example, what's your service. For example, my name, I help construction and real estate companies to level up their 3D visualization. I have 5 years of experience helping a broad range of clients build an efficient and highly profitable business. So you have there, you have your killer sentence right there, and then you show your qualification and experience, right? Example, of course, if you have a bachelor's degree in architecture, you say that. So I have a bachelor's degree in architecture. I specialize in visualization. So if you're specializing on something, say it. If you have skill in Revit, say it. If you have skill in Lumion or specific software, put it in your bio. And then if you have previous clients, mention them. So for example, I work with multiple 6 to 7 figures business and consultants such as SPMC, parallel architects, blah blah blah. So that's, yeah. And then also you mentioned the previous clients, and then you also what do you think will set you apart from your fellow competitors? So yeah, so for example, I can say I can learn about your business, your clients, and develop a 3D rendering strategy that will work for you. Yeah. And then the last one is you have to have a call to action. For example, send me a message and let's get started. Book a call. And then put your scheduling or booking scheduling link. Yeah. And then that's your profile. So the second one is the network or connections. Okay, so the first one is profile, and then next one is the network or connections. Why? Because of course everybody knows in freelance, if especially in business or in freelancing business, you have to have network, which is also your net worth. They are your net worth because they will become your clients. They will refer you clients, and then they will connect to your clients. So you know, it's a very very a very very important assets that you want to build. So yeah, so how do you build your network? You have of course your previous or your current network, your family, your friends, your relatives, or maybe previous employers, classmates, batchmates. Yeah, so that's network. You already have it actually. And then you can also join groups in, for example, Facebook groups or LinkedIn groups, right? And then of course referrals, and then Facebook, you already have network in Facebook, right? So Facebook is the biggest social networking site. Also in LinkedIn, and yeah, you can also build your network in LinkedIn, not just LinkedIn groups. So if you happen to have a LinkedIn account, build your network there. Connect to possible clients. Connect to fellow freelancers or some people that can help you network. And then also Instagram, that is also a very very useful social media platform that can be that you can build. Yeah, it's very useful, especially if you will use hashtags, right? You can connect with them through hashtags, and then build network using those somewhat SEO or search engine optimize, and then etc. etc. So yeah, that's for the network. And then number three is, of course, the, especially if you are in the creative industry or 3D industry, you have to have or to build your portfolio asset. Okay, so portfolio is it's not just a generic portfolio. Okay, if you have a website, that's fine. If you can showcase your portfolio using the your personal projects and projects from past clients, or what else? Yeah, you can build those already as early as now, because you can actually build your portfolio if you have the right tools to do it. But if you have portfolio, you have to have showcase your work in a, you know, in a format that will help your, that will be a lead magnet, you know, a lead magnet to your future possible clients, right? So for me, I can share my portfolio template with you, but to give you an idea, you have to have a portfolio that is in a format like a case study. So for me, the content of my portfolio is like there is a space for about me, of course, and then why me, why are you why will you hire me? So what is my unique selling proposition? Yeah, you should include that. And then what's your services, of course, and then what's your other services in case you can upsell it to them, right? And then the next part is the client success story. So you know, in the client success story, you can showcase the challenges that you did. If, for example, you have especially if you have past clients, it's very timely to showcase your portfolio in a case study. Like you show the company information, or maybe not company information, or yeah, I think you should have. You should actually. So to show a legitimacy of your past projects. So you show them the challenges that the project requires, and then how did your service or offer solve it. So you show it. You can show before and after, and then if you have testimonials, you can show it to them. You can show it in the document of the portfolio. So yeah, in short, for portfolio, you don't have to be only showcasing the visuals. Instead, you showcase the portfolio as a case study, so that the client understand the process and the positive outcome of the of your service to their business. So by just explaining through a you know, case study. Yeah. And then yes, I think that's it. That's it. I think that's the three assets that I can share with you, and I hope it you get something from it.
Yes, thank you. And if you're curious, guys, visit CJ's website. It's really cool. I just checked it out, and it's really filled up with his past projects. And if I'm the client, I will be really interested to learn more about his services. Check it out, guys.
Yes, it's in the description. By the way, before we move ahead with our next section for this live session, if you want to get a free chapter of this book, just visit bit.ly/VABookFreeChapter. So go ahead, Sis Bel, take it over.
Yes, this is the fun part. We will get to know CJ more. This is the this is what we call the fast Q&A round. Okay, so ready when you're ready.
Sure.
Okay, first question: cake or pie?
Pie.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Talk to animals.
The last movie or series you've watched?
Oh no. Can I check?
You forgot the title.
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Series?
Oh. Emily in Paris.
Ooh. Nice. Is it what season already?
I think three.
Okay. Next question. Teleportation or flying?
Teleportation.
The last book you've read?
What book? The How to Land Clients, How to Get 3D Clients by Christos Efermithiou.
Still related, huh? The top three people you follow?
In social media?
Can be not. Depends on you.
Depends where they are.
JTL Harabas, which is a vlog for outdoor and fishing. And then what else? Music Game News.
Okay, next question. Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Summer.
Favorite day of the week?
Oh. Friday.
TGIF, ha? Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask for permission.
Yay, bait. Last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask Him one question or say one thing, what would it be?
Oh. Why?
Wow, fully loaded question, ah.
Maybe, why? Why did I not pass the boards? Yeah.
Ooh. Deep, deep.
Deep.
And with that, thank you for sharing. Thanks for playing the fast Q&A round.
Yay.
Thank you. That ends our fast Q&A round.
Any last piece of advice that you can give to our aspiring freelancers, especially if in your when it comes to your expertise, I don't think there are many people who offers that kind of service.
Okay. Well, I think my advice is just simple as don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to show up to, especially social media, because it's a huge opportunity for you to take advantage of social media, because social media is so powerful that every business is using it. If you're not in social media, if you're not online, you're missing something. So, and then with regards to specific for my niche or my co-3D artist, I agree that it's actually not, not wide. Niche or not many people can penetrate this type of service. I think that you should we should join forces and Filipino or Pinoy talent in especially in creative industry or 3D industry is very level or international level or world class. It's just we don't know how to market or charge right for our services because I think we're underrated and we should not let our value dictate based on being an Asian or Pinoy. So I think you should join my Facebook group called Visualization Architect Philippines Freelancing Community, which has a members of 3D artists that are also into freelancing. So we're the fire burning in our 3D artists in the 3D artists in the Philippines is so high because I've seen so many 3D artists that I have chat with that they are so
I think we lost him.
Can you repeat that?
The last line. We lost you for a bit. The last line. I think you're saying something important.
Where did I stop?
About other people who are inside. You are chatting with people.
Okay.
Providing the same service.
Yeah. The people that are chatting me as are very supportive with what I do. In the industry, so let's join forces and change our mindset and let's learn together the kind of freelancing that it's supposed to do, because it's the freelancing is the future and we should apply and learn how to make this a real business. Like you have to learn the business, like you have to know your pricing, the how to make proposals, how to talk to clients that can land you premium. So that's I think my advice.
Yes, definitely agree with everything that you've said when it comes to our sometimes the freelancer, the mindset of some fellow freelancers. So please don't second guess, guys. Follow CJ and learn from him so that you can skip, those low ballers
yes.
And be paid worth your time. Okay. You can
right.
Elevate freelancing.
Make the creative people, especially in the 3D designing for Filipinos, like, you know, higher level or elite.
Yes, I definitely agree. We are underrated.
Yes. Yeah.
Filipinos are talented.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to promote other than your community, or that's it?
Okay. Actually, we just launched our 14-day getting
client getting
challenge. It's a 14-day challenge, so it's basically 2 weeks program that is actually paid. It's somewhat different with the freelance movement tribe, but it's very specific to architecture business. So if you are in the architecture business and wants to, you know, leverage your knowledge in construction, in designing, or maybe 3D visualization, you can sign up, and it will be starting, I think, 1 to 2 weeks from now. So it is, you can follow our Facebook group, the Archetribe community, and page pala. The Archetribe community page. So you can search the Archetribe community. It has a logo with orange logo, and then you can check the details there in the pinned post. Yeah. I think that's...
Hey, I already updated the description, and look for that group. So
yes,
please
check
do
it out.
Yes, check it out. And I think that's it for us. And of course, if you are still wondering how to start your VA business, make sure to visit conniezabala.com/VA book to get your copy. Or if you want a free chapter, just visit conniezabala.com. Oh, that's the book. So just check. Sorry, just check bit.ly/VA book free chapter there. And please do share with us your biggest takeaway during this session. We want to hear from you. Sis Belle, make the closing prayer.
Yes. Okay, let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients and our viewers. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, CJ and his family, Lord. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Thank you again, CJ.
Thank you, pleasure.
Thanks. Thanks, pleasure, Ray.
And for our viewers, make sure that you subscribe and click the bell. And if you have follow-up questions for CJ, just share them in the comment section. We will relay those questions to him so that he can answer you in the comments. And then we hope to see you on Monday or Thursday at 8 p.m. Philippine time. Bye, everyone. Thank you, CJ, again. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.